Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits here Tuesday, July 20th edition, 13-game main slate on tap for you. It's going to be a fun one, too. We got some good pitching, some really good offensive spots to target. It's going to be some nice lineups to build there, unlike Monday night where it was offensive galore like we talked about because the pitching was that bad. So hopefully you guys did well on most of the spots we talked about. It looked pretty good. It's a matter of you pieced it all together the right way. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric with questions there, or join me in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat. Lots of fun stuff going on over there. My written content Monday through Fridays at rotoballer.com. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, the free DraftKings picks articles. Come check that out at rotoballer.com. Also, you can watch this podcast on video form at RotoBaller's YouTube channel. If you'd like to go over there, check that out. If not, go to iTunes, give this podcast a rate and review. I'd really, really appreciate it. Help the podcast out a ton. If you're into season-long fantasy baseball, go check out the Bench with Bubba podcast Tuesday nights. Bubba and the Bat Flip recording for you, talking about the week's fab recap and much, much more. So give a rate and review on that as well. And also, if you like playing DFS and you like prop bets, go check out Prize Picks. Awesome way to play a different way to play DFS and mix gambling in with it. Really, really fun stuff there. I drop my picks daily in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Monday night was an easy three pack, nailed it. So it was over early. So it was a good night for us on Monday night. Basically, 2 out of the last 3 nights with some big hits there on those cards. So come join us in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat and sign up for Prize Picks. Download the app, create an account, use promo code Bubba when you create that account to let them know I sent you there. And when you do so and make your first deposit, they'll give you a first-time deposit match up to $100. So go check out Prize Picks. Use promo code Bubba to get you all the good stuff right there. All right, all that's out of the way now. Let's talk some DraftKings. Let's talk some Tuesday action. Let's talk some 13-game slate. And we'll kick it off with the pitching on this slate. Luis Garcia is 10-4 at home against the Cleveland Indians in this matchup. Garcia's been pretty darn good, pretty good. 10-4 seems like a steep price tag, but he's been racking up 18-plus points in 3 of the last 4 games. Going deep is the problem. He hasn't gone 100 pitches yet. He's gone as high as 96 pitches. Strikeouts have been there, though. 5 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. That's the good part with Garcia. He puts up lots and lots of strikeouts. He's got to hope he goes deep enough in the ballgame. Facing the Cleveland team, striking out nearly 26% of the time over the last month. First right-handed pitchers hitting .236 with a 92 WRC plus. So I like Garcia quite a bit at 10-4. I like the strikeout upside from Garcia, and that's kind of what we're looking for here. If he gives up a couple runs but still gets those strikeouts, we're good. Steep price tag, though. So if you don't want to go there, I get it. But I'm good with Garcia at 10-4. Next up for me is Yu Darvish with San Diego and Atlanta getting rained out for you on Monday night. They move the matchup to Tuesday. Darvish goes from 92 to 98. And reports throughout the day said he's good to go. Rehab went well. shouldn't be limited very much at all. Should be standard protocol. So 98 for Darvish against a Braves offense. That's good, but no Ronald Acuna makes a big difference there. Striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Darvish at 98, you could get on board with that. One thing I will say before the rainout on Monday, about an hour before lock, he was the chalkiest pitcher on the slate. Like he was projected to be 40% owned. And I think that's still, I think that was a bit too high, but I wouldn't have been shocked either because it was a $9,200 Yu Darvish. Now he's 98, a little more pricey, still pretty cheap for Yu Darvish. So keep that in mind. He should be very, very popular on the slate. Really good play, but very popular. If you want a nice tournament pivot off of Darvish, Aaron Nola is coming off the COVID IL at 95 hundo at the New York Yankees. This is dicey because he's got a Yankees team, maybe started warming up over the weekend against Boston, especially on Sunday Night Baseball. You got Aaron Nola, missed the start due to COVID IL. But one thing with Nola, we know he can go 100 pitches pretty easily, and he racks up the strikeouts. He's been giving up home runs lately. That's been a problem with Nola, but he's also racked up a ton of strikeouts, eight or more in three straight starts. He's got eight or more in four of his last five, seven or more in five of his last six. He's been a strikeout machine, and that keeps him out of trouble. When he does give up a few runs, doesn't ruin your start. Now, it is a Yankees team that strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching this last month, hitting 222 with a 154 ISO and a 93 WRC+. They've been scuffling quite a bit. Maybe, like I said, Sunday night was a good day for the Bronx Bombers. We'll see if that continues on here. But if not, Nola at 95 could be a nice tournament play, a nice pivot off of what likely is a popular Yu Darvish. So keep that in mind with Aaron Nola at 95. Next up on the slate, you could go Shane McClanahan if you wanted, 86 versus the Baltimore Orioles. I still like some Orioles as some value, but they do strike out 24.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And McClanahan's got that strikeout upside. Just depends on how long he goes in the game. Makes him kind of tricky, but 86, don't mind it at all. Wade Miley, $8,300 at home against the New York Mets. That game went bananas, 15-11 in 11 innings. Mets got the W on Monday night. Now we head to Tuesday, and Miley's in play for me. Miley brings a really good floor to the action. He goes 6-plus innings most starts, limits the damage. Just question is, can he get the strikeouts? It's a Mets team that usually you can take advantage of. Nolan Dorr is going to be very, very nice for a while for the opposition standpoint. But when you're looking at the Mets versus left-handed pitching, they strike out 22% of the time. They hit 283 with a 151 ISO and a 122 WRC+. So they hit lefties fine. The kicker with Wade Miley in his career, he's a reverse splits guy. So he's not your standard lefty-righty matchup. He actually does much better versus righties because of his cutter that he brings in on the hands of the righties. That's what makes things interesting. Can Miley get beat up? Yes. We've seen Miley get beat up many times in his career. At the same time, he threw a no-hitter this year. And as much as we want to make fun of it, he did it. So there's that for you. At $8,300, I think he's a very decent SP2 play, or if you're going to just punt pitching, could be an SP1. Hopefully brings a good floor to the action for you. If you don't like Wade Miley, 83, let's get on board the Germán Márquez train, 81. He's at Coors Field. He's $8,100, and no one's going to use him. I'm so excited for it. Márquez has 27 or more DK points in four straight starts. He has basically 19 or more in nine of his last 10 starts. And if you've listened to this show long enough, we've been on Márquez every single start. Didn't matter if it's Coors Field or not. We've been rolling with Márquez, and he's been absolutely outstanding. Seven or more Ks in three of his last five starts. He's given up two earned runs or less in five straight starts. Doesn't matter if he's home or road. The dude has been outstanding. He actually has been better at home, a 306 road home ERA compared to 389 road ERA. He's essentially averaging 18 to 19 points per start on both. He faced Seattle once this year, eight innings, two hits, one earned, seven Ks. That was in Seattle. It's a Seattle team that you can definitely take advantage of, striking out 25.4% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 222. So Márquez at 81 in Coors hopefully comes in a little lower owned in that matchup, which really goes well for us. I'm all in on Márquez at 81. It's one of those, if it doesn't work out, that's fine. It worked out nine of the last 10 times. We've been on that train every time. I'll jump on it as next start too. Márquez is pitching that well this year. We'll keep doing it. And Seattle's a team that doesn't scare me that much. So Márquez at 81, I'll jump on board there. Tarik Skubal, $7,700 at home against the Texas Rangers. We love Tarik because of that strikeout upside. Even when he gets hit around, gives up the long ball, which he can do, walks too many guys, which he can do from time to time, still gets you the Ks. Five or more Ks in four of the last five starts. He's got a couple 20-pointers in there. At worst, 10-plus points. And honestly, Kevin Gausman got you 9 points on Monday. Pitching so bad these days. If you can get a guy that can lock in 10-plus points, hopefully get you into the 20s if Skubal works well, that's tremendous. Going up against a Texas Rangers team that strikes out 22% of the time versus lefties, hitting 277 with a 174 ISO and a 123 WRC+. So they've been hitting lefties very well over the last month. So they might get a home run or two off of Skubal. Scooble just got to get those strikeouts. So Scooble at 77, I'm on board with that one. After that, it's dicey. Like, the only other guy I could look at is maybe a Dane Dunning at 67. The Tigers went off on Monday night, so they probably won't score the rest of the week. But they do strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 237 with a 131 ISO over the last month. So you could go Dunning if you want. He's just been a massive roller coaster ride. But at $6,700, I get the appeal. Otherwise, my cheapest guy is going to be Tarik Skubal. So you can go Dunning if you want. I don't hate it, but Skubal will be at the lowest I want. Like, right now, I got Luis Garcia, Darvish, Nola, and then we drop down to Wade Miley, Marquez, Skubal, and then if you have to, Dunning. Most of my builds are going to consist of Garcia, probably Nola over Darvish just to fade the chalk. I love Darvish, though. Don't get me wrong. That's strictly a tournament theory play. And then Marquez and Skubal. Those will be my main plays. As of now, we'll see lineups, things can change, all that fun stuff and things. Roger Blackburn mentions Cincy and the Mets should give us more opportunities this week. Fun stuff. Yeah, we're about to talk bats right now, Roger. And they're in play again tonight, especially Cincinnati. Big, big play on Tuesday night. So let's talk about those bats here. Catcher's position on this slate. You can probably save some cash at catcher if you want, unless you want to go Will Smith versus Alex Wood at 51. You can probably pass on that. I don't mind JT Realmuto if you're stacking Philly at 5K. I'd rather not go a one-off with JT, but if you want to stack him, definitely on board there. Herman gives up a ton of fly balls, and that ball's going to fly out of Yankee Stadium. So you got that going for you. Elias Diaz and Coors at 46. You can go there. Buster Posey's back. He went deep on Monday. He's 4,400. So you got a couple – you got a handful of pricey options at catchers if you want, but we always got the values. Like, Mitch Garver came back from the IL, double-donged on Monday. He's 36 versus Dallas Keuchel. If you're not using Herman Marquez, Luis Torrens and Coors Field at 36. We know Torrens got a ton of power. You got that going for you. Zach Collins is 34. Tyler Stevens hit in the middle of the Cincinnati lineup is 34 versus Stock. That's a great play. I was really angry because I stacked up Cincinnati, had a great lineup going on Monday. They took Stevenson out early for a double switch. Then they took Winker out later for a double switch. So I lost like probably 3 to 4 at-bats total, and that really stung. But still, it was productive, but it stung. So Stevenson at 34 is a really good value at the catcher's position. And this one, going below 3K, though, Reese McGuire's 29 versus Richards. If McGuire gets the call on that one, he's got actually some decent history versus Garrett Richards, and Toronto's very, very much in play in that matchup. Other than that, though, until we see some lineups, there's not a ton that stands out at this one moment outside of that. Yeah, I pretty much – you could go Vic Caratini against the lefty Mueller at 2K, or see what other option the Padres throw out there at 2K. Could be very nice, too. First base position, you got Vladito at 6K against Richards. Toronto, they disappointed by only scoring 4 runs on Monday, so I'm expecting a big game from them against Richards, who you can definitely take advantage of. So Vladito at 6K, definitely in play for you. Muncy hit a moonshot in the first off of Gossman. He's 58, and he owns the Giants this year, owns them. So if you guys want to play narrative street there, he owns the Giants. You got that going for you. But Goldie's been on fire. He's 55, went deep again on Monday. Don't hate that. St. Louis could be a very low-owned stack if you want to go that direction, too. I love the Phillies tonight. So Rhys Hoskins at 52 checks the boxes versus Herman. Going down cheaper, though. Well, not too much cheaper. CJ Cronin and Coors at 5K if you want to go there. You can. It's against the lefty, so I get it. But Joey Votto's only 45. He's 51 on Monday. 45 or stock in the Mets bullpen. I like that for Votto and your Minnesota stacks. We mentioned Cronenworth as a sneakier play versus Mueller. He's 43, so that's not a bad look for you. Patrick Wisdom went deep again on Monday. He's 41 if you're stacking Chicago. It's a great spot versus Oviedo. Oviedo, a lot of pitch to contact and lots of walks. Problem is the Cubs are so inconsistent. But if you are going to go Cubs, Patrick Wisdom's a good one at 41. Josh Bell went deep on Monday. He's 4K. I don't mind Washington versus Rodgers. I respect Rodgers a lot, so I'm not going to go all in per se like I liked on Monday. Like, we're in the Slack chat, and about a half hour to an hour before the game, I'm looking at lineups, looking at ownership, and I really like Washington tonight. They're going to be very, very low owned, guys. I like Washington a lot. So that's the kind of, like, I got to see lineups. Like, sometimes things change. I'm recording this the night before. Things can change from time to time. So I try to jump in and give 2 cents when I can. Does it always work? No, but it worked very well on Monday night. So Josh Bell at 4K could be a look for you there. Going down below the 4K range at the first base position, you got Eric Hosmer versus Mueller if you want. Mountcastle at 34. Lamont Wade Jr. led off for the Giants on Monday. He doubled his first at-bat. He's 3,300 against Gray. Garrett Sheets has been crushing it. Gavin Sheets has been crushing. He's first base outfield eligible. He's 3,100 versus Ober with deep again on Monday. So that's a really good value at first base or the alpha. I like the White Sox against Ober. Ober's got good stuff, but he gives up a ton of fly balls and a lot of home runs. A lot of home runs. And the White Sox bats have been heating up. So a guy like Gavin Sheets at 31 definitely has a little bit of appeal for me on this slate. Other than that, our boy Nagowski of Pittsburgh's 21. I'll keep using these Pittsburgh value bats because they're so stupid cheap. It allows you to get the big pitchers, allows you to get another big stack in there. I don't care if they don't go off every night, because that day they do go off, like they did on Sunday, because they will a couple times a week, it's going to be glorious, absolutely glorious. So I keep going to those guys. Second base position, you got Muncy again, but Eduardo Escobar, triple and a homer on Monday, 57 versus Anderson. He's getting pricey, but really good spot there. Simeon for your Toronto stacks at 54 is a great play. You got Chris Taylor, no arguments there. But going down a little cheaper, Brendan Rodgers and Coors at 46, sure, if you want to. I don't hate it. Cronenworth at 43, talked about him. He's first base, second base eligible. Garrett Hampson's in Coors. But Tommy Edman at 42, if you're going to stack up St. Louis, that's a nice cheapie. But Jonathan India at 4K is outstanding. He put up 20-plus points on Monday. He's hitting very, very well, leading off for Cincinnati. If you're stacking Cincinnati, India should be in there at only 4K. Really, really good value in that one. Larry Garcia's 39 if you're stacking up the White Sox. I'd rather go India at 4K, but Garcia's going to come in virtually unowned. Adam Frazier at 37, if you're going all in on Pittsburgh. We'll talk stacks again at the end of the podcast. I'll try to kind of break down how I want to approach them at this point in time, and I'll go over a few things there. A few others for you here at the second base position. If you are stacking Washington, Alcides Escobar's at 32. He went deep for you on Monday, so that's not the end of the world there. Other than that, like Brad Miller, if he cracks Philly's lineup, he's second base outfield at 2,600. Could be a very, very nice, unique contrarian play at 2,600 bucks. Like, people might get all over him because of that triple dong game he had last week, I think it was. But then again, people might forget about him at 2,600 bucks. Very nice value on this slate. Third base, mentioned Escobar already. Justin Turner's 56. He went deep on Monday. But I love Devers at 54 versus Hatch. Boston is in a great spot again. Spot starter Hatch, bullpen for Toronto. Boston's in a phenomenal spot yet again. So Devers at 54, we like that quite a bit. You can go to McMahon and Coors if you want, but Yoan Moncada went deep on Monday. He's 49. Again, I like that White Sox stack. I think it goes kind of overlooked on this slate. So Moncada at 49 looks pretty, pretty nice. Some cheaper options, mid 4Ks and below, like JD Davis. If you're stacking the Mets, you can. He's 46. Johnny VR with the Mets is 43. But Candelario's 42 for Detroit versus Dunning. But Wilmer Flores hit a 430-foot bomb on Monday night. He's 4,100 versus Josiah Gray. It's going to be a bullpen game. Monday's a bullpen game for the Dodgers because Gonsolin didn't go deep. Tuesday's going to be a bullpen game for the Dodgers because Gray is not going deep, period, this year. Could be a nice spot for the Giants. 4,100 bucks for Wilmer Flores. Cabrian Hayes is only 4K if you're stacking up Pittsburgh. Going down cheaper, I mentioned Kevin Biggio is always that kind of unique play with Toronto, and every once in a while he goes off for you. Well, he hit deep on Monday night. They only scored 4 runs, and he was productive. Imagine if they actually did something. So Biggio at 34, another cheap piece of Toronto to help you be a little different. Other than that, though, Jake Berger at 26, if you're going all in on Chicago, don't hate it. I'd rather have Moncada at third base, but Berger can make you quite different. And then Wilmer Defoe, third base outfield, Pittsburgh, $2,100. Really, really cheap on this one. Shortstop position, you know, you got Trevor Story's a great play. Tatis, these are always great plays. Tim Anderson continues to hit everything. He's 5,600, so he's in play. Trey Turner had a monster game on Monday. He's 55. These are all like kind of stack pieces. You're stacking them up and going that direction. Chris Taylor's in play. Bogarts if you're stacking Boston. Bichette if you're stacking. These are all pieces of stacks. If I had to pick one guy as a one-off, you know, Story and Coors is always pretty tough to pick. But if I had to pick just one guy for my one-off, I'm taking Tim Anderson on Tuesday night for the 5K and above shortstops. But we go below 5K. Tons of more options here. You got Amed Rosario, probably not going there. But J.P. Crawford and Coors at 39 if you're not using Marquez. That's a good price tag. Miguel Rojas was leading off on Monday night due to Chisholm being on the IL. He went deep. He's 3,800. That could be a nice value. But Didi Gregorius in Yankee Stadium against Herman, 37. That's a really good play for Didi at 37. Gleyber Torres had 2 home runs over the weekend. Maybe he's heating up. Nola's been getting up a lot of home runs. So Torres is 35 if you want to be a little weird on that one. Not saying to go all in on it, but if you're making a bunch of lineups and want to be a little different, not a lot of Yankee exposure probably. Ramon Urias at 24 for your value shortstop as usual because his price never goes up. Outfield position, there'll be tons. Betts was scratched on Monday night, day-to-day. Maybe he comes back, he's 56, fine. Mentioned I love Juan Soto. He was 55. He went off on Monday. He's 55 versus Rodgers. Like, I respect Rodgers. I still think Soto, like, he's just raking right now. He's not going to rake every day like he did on Monday, but he is just going to put up consistent production like 5 or 6 days a week, it feels like. It's like the old days where Trout, even when he was off, put up 10 points. It feels like Soto's in that little groove like he was in recent years where even when he has his off days, he'll have a goose egg from time to time. When he has his off days, though, it still feels like it gets you like 8 to 10 points. If not, just go bananas again. So Soto at 55, I love. I love Harper in Yankee Stadium. Like, narrative straight here. He loves playing in the Bronx. He loves the spotlight, all these things. Plus, he gets a Herman. So Harper at 54, I love Harper on Tuesday night. I like him a lot. So Harper at 54, get on board there. Nelly Cruz went deep on Monday, 52 versus a lefty. Jordan Alvarez went deep. He also got banged up. So keep an eye on him. He's 5,100. Cheaper plays, though. You got the likes of Springer. If you are stacking Toronto, you can go there at 46. JD Martinez is 46 as well. Some other cheap plays here. Mitch Haniger at Coors is 44. Yastrzemski is 44 in a great matchup versus Josiah Gray and the bullpen. That's a good discount. Yastrzemski, his price has dropped a little bit, so that's a good price there. The Franimal is always GPP viable. He went deep on Monday. He's 4,400 on Tuesday. You got Grichik in 43. Teoscar is 42. So Grichik's higher than Teoscar now, which is quite intriguing. That's interesting. Brian Goodwin for your Chicago stacks at 41. You got Ced Mullins at 41 as well. Dom Smith there at 4K. He went deep for you on Monday. Going down below 4K now. Tommy Pham's only 39, which is crazy. Jesse Winker had a nice night on Monday. Maybe he's waking back up. He's $3,900, so enjoy him while he's cheap. Not a bad look for you there. Gurriel's only 38. Kyle Tucker's only 38. Those are good price points. AJ Pollock at this 37. If you're not using Alex Wood, Pollock's a great tournament play. He's been crushing it right now and has got phenomenal history versus Alex Wood. So Pollock at 37, very, very much in play. Will Myers at 36. Brian Reynolds at 36, both good values as well. Going down even cheaper now at the outfield position. Dylan Carlson went deep on Monday. Maybe he's going to finally get that thing going. But you got Verdugo at 34 for your Boston stacks. Grisham at 33 for your Padres stack. That is ridiculously cheap for Trent Grisham. Like $3,300 is just ridiculous. Conforto's only 32. He double-donged on Monday night. So, yeah, have fun with that one. I know it's lefty-lefty, but we talk about reverse splits. Might he goes 5, maybe 6 innings, and you get Reds bullpen. Conforto at 32, very, very good price point there. You got Michael Brantley's only 32. Gavin Sheets at 31, we talked about him. Akil Baddoo's only 31. He went deep, drove in runs. He's on fire right now, so that's a great play for Baddoo at 31, even in cash games. I like that one quite a bit. Duggar's only 3K for the Giants versus Josiah Gray. McCutcheon at only 3K in Yankee Stadium is an outstanding value, hitting like cleanup for Philadelphia at $3,000. That is a very big mispricing there. Jason Hayward at 27. Andrew Vaughn at 27 is a good piece of Chicago stack for nice and cheap. I hit 6 for them, so a good piece of the pie on that one. And then your other ones, I mentioned Brad Miller at 26. If you want to go there, he's definitely in play. Cole Calhoun got a price bump. He's up to 25, but Austin Hayes is only 25. Danny Santana got some run on Monday. I think he came off the bench, though. He's 2,500 in this game. Some other cheapies, though. Josh Harrison is only 24 for Washington. Victor Reyes had a nice night on Monday night. He's 24 for Detroit. Taylor Naquin, though, is $2,300. Had like 4 or 5 hits on Monday night. So he's a good look there. And your Cincinnati stack's only 2,300. There's always so many cheap pieces right now. It's freaking ridiculous. You can play all the pitchers you want, all the big bats with just a couple value guys. Wilmer Defoe at 21. Ben Gamel's only 2K. Mr. Jaron Duran hit his first career home run on Monday night. He's 2K. He's hitting second. He's in a great spot against Hatch again tonight. So tons of places to go with the bats on this one. Let's check out a recap of your pitchers on this one. Luis Garcia at 10-4. Like that one quite a bit. I mentioned I like Darvish a lot, but if he's going to be chalky again, I'm just going to fade it. On a slate like this, I can fade it. Aaron Nola is the pivot at 95 if you want to take that risk. Otherwise, drop down to some cheaper options in Wade Miley and Herman Marquez, who we like a lot in Marquez. Scooble at 77 I'm a fan of, and then Dane Dunning if you have to. Mainly, I'm going Garcia, Nola, Marquez, Scooble. That's my main four on this one. All right, let's talk about some stacks in this game, and let's talk about how we can make it a little different. I don't mind Washington versus Trevor Rogers. You don't have to be cute there. They're not going to be popular. So play Soto, play Turner, build around that. You don't have to be cute there. But Philadelphia versus the Yankees. Love me some Phillies in this one. And it starts with Bryce Harper. I'll eat the Bryce Harper chalk. I'm fine with that. McCutcheon at 3K, I'll probably eat that chalk too. But now's where you can get different. You can look at the Brad Millers at 26. You can look at going JTR at 5K because maybe people don't want to pay up for catcher. Rhys Hoskins there. Kind of play the game from there, but I'd start with Harper and Kutch. Didi will probably go under own too. I'd start with Harper and Kutch, see how the lineup builds out, and you can mix and match from there. So I like Philadelphia quite a bit. Boston, Toronto are both phenomenal plays. Duran's too cheap. That's ridiculous. Verdugo's cheap too, but Duran's too cheap. I mentioned Biggio on the flip side is way too cheap. So you can mix and match some of the value in there. Kiki Hernandez double donged on Monday. He'll go virtually overlooked now. So you can kind of mix and match there. Like, I love Devers. You don't have to Bogarts. Bogarts is very good, though. Not going to like that about that. But I love Devers. JD's heating up. Flip side, you always got Barito. You got Bichette. We talked about this running track here. So you can be different with the Grichuks of the world and stuff. But Biggio's your main Toronto guy to usually be different. Usually. Maybe that changes eventually. Catchers will always make you different, too, more often than not, unless you're like Buster Posey or some of the other guys. So that's where I'd go in that game. Love Cincinnati. Naquin will come in a little low-owned, potentially. Stevenson will come in a little low-owned, potentially. Votto always comes in low-owned. Winker's going to be good. Casty had the night off. He should be back on Tuesday. I love India. Where I would start the build is India, Winker, Naquin. That's still very affordable. And then you can piece in where you want, like Stevenson or Votto or Casty. Mix and match there. I don't mind a 4-5 guy stack in Cincinnati. I think it's a very, very big one. But I'd start with India, Winker, and Naquin for me. All right. A few other ones. Like, you can always go to Detroit for value if you want. That's easy. But the White Sox versus Minnesota I like a lot. I love Mankata and Anderson for sure. But then you got your value we talked about with Berger. I love Gavin Sheets. He'd be in there. Like, if I had to start it out, it'd be Tim Anderson, Mankata, Gavin Sheets would be my top three. And then you can piece it in with the Bergers, the Vaughns, the Lurie Garcias, stuff along those lines. But those would be my big three. With Moncada, Anderson, Gavin Sheets. Sheets at 31 is very, very cheap and very, very awesome play on this slate. If you want to go Houston, you can. I'm kind of just going to pass on that one. You could go Colorado, but I'll kind of pass on that as well. And then what I like is the late night hammer, Giants, Dodgers. See what lineups come out, because Wilmer Flores continues to go under-owned, especially versus right-handed pitching. It's a bullpen game. He's been hitting all his home runs off righties lately. So keep him in mind. You know, Lamont Wade Jr., Yastrzemski's cheap. Posey's back and hitting already. You can build a fun Giants deck. You don't have to go all in on these ones because these games can be duds. Like, this game was 3-2 in the first. I'm still watching. It's 3-2 in the fifth right now. Like, it looked like it was going to be a freaking barn burner. It slowed down. These are two very good ball teams that really want to win these games. So they're going to – a lot of bullpen action here, a lot of mixing and matching here. But for the Dodgers, it's going to be back-to-back bullpen games, and that's big. That's very, very big. But I don't mind if you want to go Dodgers versus Alex Wood. I talked about A.J. Pollock is a great play, Chris Taylor, Muncy, Turner. See if Betts plays. Like, the Dodgers are always in play. I say it all the time because they are. But I think the Giants could be interesting. But my main stacks, love Cincinnati. Really like the White Sox. Love Philadelphia. So, like, if I had to pick two, it's Cincy and Philly. I throw in some White Sox behind that, Boston, Toronto. That's kind of where I want to plant my flags. You got Pittsburgh as a great value stack. Again, I know people are like, oh, they didn't do anything on Monday. I don't care. Like, they're $2,300 or less, the main guys we're looking at. That's fine by me. Because like, you can play Jaron Duran at 2K, he'll be like 30% owned, where you can go play Ben Gamel at 2K for 6% owned. Ben Gamel's gone deep, what, six times this year? Like, he had a double and maybe more hits on Monday, so he didn't go off like Duran did, but he still got you the ownership thing. And if Duran doesn't go deep, he does nothing. Like, so you just, that's the difference in the leverage. Like, I love Duran, I think he's a great play. If you're stacking Boston, sure, but he's gonna be chalkier and chalk, so just keep that in mind. But Pittsburgh, Detroit, Baltimore, in that order for your value pieces, 2-3-man stacks at the most for those values. So keep that in mind as well. But if you have any further questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Hit me up in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Go listen to Benched with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball advice and give it a rate and review on iTunes. It comes out every Tuesday and Thursday. To give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would really, really appreciate that as well. Also, if you have not tried out Prize Picks, I highly, highly recommend it. We nailed the 3-pack on Monday. I dropped those picks in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat, and we nailed the 5-pack, I believe it was, on Saturday night. So that was really good, too. If you're new to Prize Picks, sign up with promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, and you'll get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Written content at rotoballer.com. Free DraftKings picks coming out for you on Tuesday. Check out the Rotoballer YouTube page. Check out this video and much, much more. But for now, everybody, thanks for the kind comments. Kyle in the chat here. I love doing this for you guys. I appreciate it. But good luck on your Tuesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, July 20th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.